because it can become a regional issue for all the countries close to Nigeria. It can spread in, as it's doing right now in Cameroon. It can spread in Chad, because Chad also have a Muslim population. It can spread to Niger, because Niger also have a Muslim population. And Chad, all those countries, and especially Nigeria, has shown that the army really is not very well organized, sometimes even corrupted, to fight Boko Haram inside Nigeria. And until now, I think Boko Haram has taken a lot of cities. And even is crossing the border sometimes to attack in the north of Cameroon. So who can do the job? You don't have a good army in Nigeria. I think the president of Cameroon, the day they were organizing this huge rally in Paris, was saying that this is hypocrisy, the way they should come here and help us fight Boko Haram. So I think the only army well organized to do it was Chad. Because Chad, they have a tradition of fighting, first. Second, they were at the front line on fighting the Islamists in northern Mali. People don't talk about it, but Chad has more soldiers killed in northern Mali than France, who initiated the fighting in northern Mali. So now I think they have two fronts. In the northeast of Nigeria, and in the northwest of Nigeria. Does it mean that they will win the war? Well, jihadists like the Islamic State, the fight will not end in one day.
Maybe you'll give us a little background on who is Boko Haram and why they're fighting against them.
Boko Haram was founded in Maiduguri, is in the north. Maiduguri is very, very poor. Even though Nigeria is one of the wealthiest country because of oil, the northeast was completely in poverty. And then you have this sect, Islamist sect, beginning there, people pouring in. They were not at the beginning fighters or whatever. I think it was about 2009, the army of Nigeria decided to go and attack them. At that time, I think about 700 people were killed, including the founder of Boko Haram. And since then, it became kind of fire in the region. They're having more and more young coming in, and this guy, Abu Bakar Shekau, and he's there. Because of desperate, that region is very extremely poor. And now, with the war ending in Libya, you have jihadists in northern Mali in 2012, I think, and guns pouring everywhere. And within a corrupted country like Nigeria, it's easy for the Islamists, the jihadists, to find guns, and they have more firepower than the Nigerian army. So I think to defeat them, it's going to take a while, because they are not scared to die.